I talking with?
Hi, this is Lou Turner in Monroe.
Hi, Lou Turner. Good to have you here in the Ham Camp. What's going on with you this morning?
I would like to give a shout-out to Pastor Bruce McCoy and the Living Waters Apostolic Church family.
He's just keeping it real with you. Oh, there's no question who's doing it big. Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Reed, and this morning we're going to talk about the armor of God. Amen? In Ephesians 6, 10, and 11, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Amen? These days and time, we definitely need to put on the full armor of God, because as the words say, the devil is going to and fro, seeming whom he can devour. And people, we are living in the last days. If you're reading your Bible, you will keep up and know what's going on. Amen? So we need to learn to put on the full armor of God, because the devil is running rampant. But God told us in his word that we have power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air, every creeping and crawling thing there is. So in order to know that, we have to read it so we can know what is ours, what we are supposed to do, and how we are supposed to do. So this morning, we're going to talk about that armor of God. What it reminds me about this, when I was in the military, and we would go out to training for a war, we had to be shackled down, just like they say, in the natural. So if we had to be shackled down in the natural, you know we're going to have to be shackled down in the spirit. So that's where the armor come in. Amen? Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty powers. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. The word of God say the devil is going to and fro, seeming who he can devour. Jesus defeated every enemy when he died on the cross and conquered the grave 3 days later. It is from our confidence in his victory that we put on the full armor of God and stand firm in our daily battles. You heard me say it a few minutes ago, the whole, but the Bible say full. So the word don't want us to leave anything out. The full armor of God. And stand firm in our daily battles. You know, a lot of times we say we weak. We can't do that. I can't make it. I can't hold on. But God had already told us in his word what we have to do so we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul wrote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realness. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm." Amen. If we want to be able to stand, people, we're going to have to put on the full armor of God. Because God said in his word, in this life, we shall have trials and tribulations. But he also said our trials and tribulations come to make us strong. They not going to make us strong if we don't have the word on the inside of us. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall stand forever. So if we have the word on the inside of us, that means we are going to stand too. Amen? So we're going to have to know how to stand by putting on the whole armor of God. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm. Amen? And one of the most important things we have to do is pray. That's the key. Pray in the spirit and on all occasions with the kinds of prayers and requests with this in mind, and to pray, to keep praying at all times for all people. The word of God say, pray and don't faint. If you ain't praying, you're going to faint. And when I say faint, I don't mean lay down and close your eyes either. You're going to be screaming and howling and falling out and kicking and wondering what to do and how to do it and which way to turn. That's what he means, faint. You won't be able to stand. You won't be able to do nothing but get whooped up by the devil. And then he sit back laughing. He'll sit back and laugh at us. Because he already know he defeated. So he's so busy trying to take somebody else with him. But he already a defeated foe. But we still got to do what we need to do to stay alive. It was a song long time ago, and I don't know if anybody remember, but it was talking about staying alive, staying alive. You know the world do its own things. I can't think of the name of that group, but the Bee Gees. Staying alive. We got to do what we need to do to stay alive. We not doing it, ain't nothing gonna happen. Like my pastor said, you keep going around that same mountain over and over again. You still in the same spot. Nothing changed, nothing happened, nothing is different. That is not God's fault. It is not even the devil's fault. He's just doing his job. We got to do what we are supposed to do in order to stand strong. He said, put on the belt of truth. Stand firm. Then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When I was in the military, we used to wear combat boots, helmets on our heads. Our uniforms were strapped down all the way down to our wrists. Everything was covered. We had backpacks on our backs. We carried our weapon in our hand. We was loaded down. And it was heavy. It was almost a struggle, you know, for especially a female, you know. But do you know, in Christ, we're going to have to do the same thing. Put on the whole armor of God. And when you put it on and you're in Christ, he said, you make our burden light and our yoke easy. It ain't the same as in the world, people. We need to put on the whole armor of God. Pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. He said, make your requests be made known. Your supplications and requests be made known. Be alert, and I always keep on praying for God's people. You know, we can't do that if we are not studying the word. We cannot do that if we don't have the belt of truth on. The truth is in his word, people. The world have a way of saying stuff and fixing it, making it look good, dress it up. And the flesh always gonna fall for it because we flesh. He said we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We flesh. But if we get in the word, study the word day and night. First thing when you wake up in the morning, before everybody else wake up, or even you see anybody, pick up your Bible and read. Study for 10, 15 minutes every day. Put on the whole armor. Before you go to bed at night and close your eyes, pray. Read your word. That's how you get strong. You ain't gonna get strong by not reading it. You ain't gonna have nothing to hold on to. Pray. At all times. Soldiers is only ready for battle when he is girdled with his belt. A Roman soldier's belt was made of metal and thick, heavy leather, and was and there was a carrying place for his sword. It also had a protective piece that hung down in the front. His belt held all other pieces of his armor together. To be fitted with his belt meant he was ready to face action. That's what we got to do with the belt of truth. We got to get dressed up, y'all. We got to get dressed up in God armor, his whole armor. And all other pieces of his armor were together to be fitted with his belt. Meant he was ready to face action. Truth is the belt that holds the believer's armor together as well. Ultimate truth could be found in God's word and the person of Jesus Christ, John 14:6. God says, study and show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. They told us right here, it's in the word. We got to read, people. We must know the truth. If you don't know the truth, you're going to get whipped down. My pastor was saying yesterday in the message, it's what you know. If we go to school, we study so we can pass. And when you pass your test, you make an A. You're on top. When you're going to college, you're going to have to pass so you can graduate. You're on top. It's the same thing with God's word. We got to study so we can be on top of the enemy. Because God.